In Rio, for the first time, a U.S. Olympian competed while wearing a hijab, a Muslim headscarf. Her name is Ibtihaj Mohammed. She's a product of a little-known fencing program in Chelsea, which has single-handedly diversified the sport. WNYC's Andrew Mamo visits the gym with another fencer who's following in Mohammed's footsteps.
The first thing I promise you will hear is like a screaming of like someone getting a touch.
Safa Ibrahim first came here 9 years ago when she was 12.
And then you will also hear like the bell guards and the lights flickering, the noise when someone gets a touch.
A touch is when one person scores a point by hitting the other with their blade.
You can always hear like in someone's voice, like, you know, if someone's fighting or they're touching their bouts. It's definitely a fun atmosphere, but also like, you know, scary sometimes.
Safa feels at home when fencing. She's grown from a shy girl to a confident woman on a fencing scholarship at Temple University. She says the sport has molded her personality. She's an observant Muslim, so as Safa got older, her mom wasn't so sure about her fencing, until her mom realized it's one of the only sports she can do while fully covered. The same reason Olympian Ibtihaj Mohammed said she decided to fence.
It was great, you know, to know that there was another Muslim woman out there also fencing, because like it was inspiring to look up to, see like another person going through like the same thing.
Both Safa and Ibtihaj credit their success in large part to the foundation that was started by Peter Westbrook, who in 1984 became the first African-American fencer to win an Olympic medal.
Fencing costs money, like squash, like tennis, like skiing. So it's a very expensive sport, and most of our children, because of the finances, cannot be exposed to this sport because it costs too much damn money.
Westbrook started his program at the Fencers Club in Manhattan and set aside time each week for local kids to take classes for free.
So my job is to raise the money. So the Saturday program, kids here, they have the jackets, the masks, the gloves, the weapons, and the coaching for free.
The foundation started with only 4 students in its first class in 1991 and now has up to 150 kids training here every Saturday. And it's in this space that Safa fits right in. Here she's in an environment where she trains with and learns from people who look like her. But when Safa leaves the foundation, she can feel like she stands out for the same reasons. Fencing might have a reputation as a nerdy sport in the suburbs, but when you walk the streets of her Bronx neighborhood, it has almost no reputation at all.
Do you know anything about fencing or like what it is?
What's that again?
Fencing.
Fencing?
Yeah, do you know what fencing is?
Oh, with the little swords?
Yeah, with the
swords. Oh, yeah. I know.
What do you think like a typical fencer like looks like?
White and rich.
We don't see that. We black folks. We don't see that.
Wait, did you actually know that I'm a fencer?
Do your thing, girl. If it works for you, do what you do. It ain't for everybody, but hey, I'm glad it's working for you. You do your thing.
And then there's also the challenge of staying true to her religion. This summer, Safa had wanted to go to a tournament in Texas, but it fell during the holy month of Ramadan. She decided she couldn't compete without eating or drinking all day, so she stayed home. It's almost sundown, 8:30 at night. And that's when she and her family break their fast.
So what are you doing right now?
I'm making dinner. I'm making iftar right now.
That's Safa's mom, Hakika. They finish cooking at 8:50, just as the app on her father's phone sounds the call to prayer.
What is your most memorable moment of fencing?
Wow. When you were about 12 years old and you just threw all your gear down and you got a black card.
That means she was expelled from the tournament.
I want to tell why. Because you're usually very laid back. So to see that kind of emotion come out of you, I was like, wow. You were really upset. And you were young, too. You were really, really young.
Wow, thanks. I appreciate that moment.
Safa may sound sarcastic.
Wow, okay.
But that moment did have a major impact on her. Getting that black card taught her she needed to be aggressive, but within limits. And many of the parents and kids at the foundation mentioned the power of developing confidence and how to fight with a measured sense of aggression. Safa and her mom are going to be watching Ibtihaj compete from their Bronx apartment. And Safa's mom thinks if she wanted to, Safa could make it to the next Olympics.
You can definitely have the potential to do it. I mean, you're a beast on that strip.
Safa's not so sure, but she's not counted out either. For WNYC, I'm Andrew Mambo.